I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now it's football. We got a lot of football coming up. Joining us in about 13 minutes, looking ahead to Thursday night's game, AFC West clash, the Chiefs and the Browns. Our friend from Action News in Kansas City, Mick Schaefer.
Oh, he's so good.
He's good. He's going to be checking in. Chiefs, yeah, that little problems the last couple of weeks.
Little cause for concern there.
It's been almost nothing but positive in the Patrick Mahomes era. And then two straight home losses.
Yeah, man, that is, and for that guy, I mean, he's clearly not 100%. I think everybody can see that.
We also have our Mort Report with ESPN's Chris Mortensen, as we do every Thursday. That comes your way at 7:35. But right now, it is time to win some money if you are ready to play some football, as we are joined by our handicapper, Cash Meddy. Craig Meddy is with us here to talk about his picks for the weekend. Craig, good morning to you.
How's it going, fellas?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good, good.
How did we do last week?
We did good. We had another winning week. That's two winning weeks in a row. I went 2-1.
Yep.
So I'm 6-2 my last eight.
There we go.
Which
still
means I went.
Year, though.
That means I went 2-1 because I bet on everything Cash Money tells me.
I like that we are transparent. Scott Van Pelt, who I've told you is my favorite SportsCenter anchor, does a segment with Bill Barnwell where he comes on each week, makes some football predictions, not necessarily picks, but basically analysis, like this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Then they do the receipts. They pay the check the following week and find out whether it was actually right or wrong, because so many people can come on television or radio and just say something, and then no one ever goes back to check on whether it was right or not. I love that he does that, and I love that Craig is accountable to his picks, both on air and on Twitter. So, Craig, I know you got a bunch of stuff for us this week. Let's get started in college football. Jim Harbaugh, under a little bit of duress in Ann Arbor with the Michigan Wolverines, taking on undefeated Penn State in a Big Ten clash. What do you think? What's the line? What do you think?
Yeah, it's Michigan at Penn State. I'm in it, and the line is Penn State -8.5 or -9. I got it at 8.5, but even if you got it at -9, I think Penn State is going to cover this game. And like last week, when I bet on LSU, I love those home teams at night. I think the crowds are always involved. They're going to have the whiteout at Penn State. Penn State's defense is really good. They're second in the nation, giving up only 8.4 points per game. The rush defense is number one as far as yards per carry. They're only giving up 1.8 yards per rush, which is just amazing. So basically what's going to happen is Shea Patterson, the Michigan quarterback, he's going to have to throw, and he's just really not that good. Their offense, they don't really open it up too much at Michigan. So I think Michigan's really going to struggle on offense. Penn State, as far as their offense goes, yeah, it's not that good, but I think we'll get a couple turnovers here for Penn State to set them up to score some points. And check this stat out. Michigan on the road versus ranked teams the last 20 games straight up is 1-19, and they are 5-15 against the spread.
Wow.
With an average loss by 16 points.
Nice job, Jim.
So I think Harbaugh's really struggling in these situations when he plays the big boys on the road. So I'm taking Penn State -8.5.
Plus, Woodsy, we both loved how James Franklin handled that situation with that racist letter that an alum sent to one of his players last week.
Great.
Stood up for him. Everyone's got to be feeling good about Penn State right about now. All right,
he's a good coach, Franklin.
Seems like he's a good coach. All right, so let's go to the NFL. The New Orleans Saints, everyone wondered whether they could hold on while Drew Brees was hurt. Oh, they haven't just held on. They've thrived with Teddy Bridgewater, but got to go into Chicago to face the Bears. That's a real defense against a backup quarterback. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Saints +3.5 here. And for some reason, I'm not really exactly sure but why, but the Saints in October, the last 17 games are 15-1-1 against the spread. I'm thinking that it's
they love Halloween.
Sean Payton. I'm thinking it's Sean Payton and their offense kind of gets in a rhythm. Now, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater's not the greatest quarterback, but they're doing you know, enough. I think they're really good defensively, the Saints. But the thing that I see on the Bears that's really going to hurt is Akeem Hicks is going to be out. He's going to be out for a while. I think he's their best defensive player. I think he's even better than Mac, and because he could stop the run and he could get an inside pass rush. And without him, I think the Saints will be able to run the ball a little more effective. And I think they can key up on Mac, you know, because now they don't have to worry about Hicks being there.
Love
I expect
it.
A low-scoring game. The Saints' defense is only giving up 20 points a game, and the Bears' offense is only averaging 17. So I'm expecting a low-scoring game in this one. So if I'm going to get 3.5 points, I like going there. And the one thing about the Bears offensively is Matt Nagy. Usually the first two drives, they do very well with the script plays. And then after that, they kind of struggle. And they're coming off a bye, so you think that their script's going to work. Well, Trubisky hasn't played in 3 weeks, so he might be rusty on the first two drives. And I think once the script wears off, I like the Saints. So I'm taking the Saints +3.5.
Pumpkin Spice Saints, he's got them over the Bears. I don't think anyone wants to watch this game, Craig. So maybe putting money on it makes you interested. Jags at Bengals, Woodsy.
That is a
you
tough
get that one,
one
circled
That's a
this
tough
weekend.
One to watch,
but
yeah.
Hey, if you got an edge, you got an edge, Craig.
That's exactly that's what you guys do as a gambler. Sometimes you get some brutal games to watch, but hey, money's money.
Money's money.
I'm going to take the Jaguars -3 here. The Cincinnati Bengals are awful, and they're going to be without two of their cornerbacks, William Jackson and Kirkpatrick. I think William Jackson is a top five corner, and when the Bengals are losing their best defensive player, I think that's a huge edge for the Jaguars. I don't know why in point spreads, when a player like that is out, like the point spread never changes unless it's a quarterback. I've never understood that, but that's just the way I think about it. The Cincinnati Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, the guy looks overmatched in my opinion. He doesn't look like a head coach to me. The Bengals run defense is last in the NFL. They're giving up 184 yards per game, and the Jaguars run offense is 12th in the league, getting 127 yards per game. So I think the Jags are going to control the game, running the football with Fournette. And I think the Jags, without Jalen Ramsey, getting him out of the locker room, I think actually is going to help them to come together as a team. And, you know, they don't have to worry about if that punk is going to play anymore. So I like them. I like the Jags, you know, with Minshew. And I like the Jags -3 in that one.
I like it.
It's going to be hard to chase down Hugh Jackson's career record, but Zach Taylor is
on his way.
On a good start on the 0-6
yeah,
to chase down Hugh Jackson for sure. Just quickly, we're running out of time here, but a good, really good Sunday night game, Philadelphia Dallas. One of those critical games for both teams. This one at Jerry World. You get a lean?
Yeah, I'm leading the Eagles +3 here. And the main thing that I'm seeing is the Cowboys, to me, look overrated.
Yep.
The three wins that they have are against the Dolphins, Giants, and Redskins. When they played other teams, they're 0-3. The Cowboys' injuries are starting to pile up on them. Their two offensive tackles, Collins and Smith, they both didn't practice yesterday. I doubt they play, but that's why I'm kind of leaning. I have to make sure. And Amari Cooper, he also didn't practice yesterday, so I'm waiting on that injury report. The Eagles are actually – the secondary has been god-awful this year, but they're actually getting healthy in the secondary. It looks like Darby and Jalen Mills might play for them, so I think that will help them out. The Eagles are second best in run defense, only giving up 72.8 yards per game, so I don't think Zeke's going to go off on them. And then, you know, if you're giving me +3 and I'm getting Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson versus Prescott and Jason Garrett, I'll take the points every time there.
Yeah. Craig, we'll keep the receipts. We'll check how you did next week. Always good talking to you. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks a lot, folks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.